story of Mert and Marge. Ray Hunt and Mert have quarreled, and it looks serious. You remember in our last chapter, Ray and Jack Arnold took Mert and Marge to the Pink Angel, one of New York's most exclusive supper clubs. Marge had a wonderful time, and so did Mert, for the first part of the evening. Then, while she was dancing with Ray, he again told her how much he loved her, and said he wanted to marry her. However, he explained, there were reasons why he was unable to do so at the present time. He promised to explain the next day, but he succeeded only in making Mert feel hurt and extremely angry. In just a moment, we'll join the girls to hear what Ray's explanation might be in today's gripping episode of the story of Mert and Marge. Right after breakfast, we find the girls in Mert's apartment. Margie is busy straightening out after the meal. Mert, quite blue, is improvising at the piano.
Margie, I'm going on a strike. You're getting to be such a good cook, I'll let you prepare the breakfast and I'll cook the dinner.
Just wait until I write Mother and tell her I made waffles.
Yeah, and we could actually eat them.
Myrtle, sing me a little song while I'm washing the dishes, will you?
I don't feel so hot today, dear. I just couldn't sing.
Oh, I love to hear you sing gay songs.
Margie, I'm so thankful for our sweet friendship.
Oh, it'll always be that way, Myrtle. Anything you do or say will always be what they say okey-doke with me.
Even if I hurt you, dear?
If you ever hurt me, Myrtle, I'd know you were doing it for my own good. Hey, what's the thing you're playing? Lovely, but it's kind of sad.
Oh, it isn't anything in particular. I'm just making it up. Sort of reflects the mood I'm in.
What was the matter last night? You thought I was asleep, but I heard you crying.
Oh, nothing, dear. Nothing you'd understand.
I understand more than you think, Myrtle. Was it something about Mr. Hunt?
Margie, Mr. Hunt's off my list.
What do you mean, Myrtle?
I mean I'm through with him. From now on, I'm just a chorus girl. He's Mr. Hunt, our stage director.
Oh, you're just fooling. You know you love him.
Remember you said... And then, Myrtle, maybe you'll marry Mr. Hunt and be happy ever after, like in the fairy tale.
Well, why not?
Margie, Ray Hunt doesn't want to marry me. Last night, after telling me how much he loved me, put me off with, I'd like to marry you, but... And whenever they start pulling that old gag on you, watch out. And the other one, I'll explain tomorrow. Here it is, 1 o'clock. It's today. Yesterday's tomorrow, but no explanation.
Well, forgive me for saying it, Myrtle, but you were awfully cross to him last night. You hardly said goodnight to him.
I hardly remember whether I did or not.
Mr. Arnold just laughed and said, oh, it'll all come out in the wash.
Yeah. The wash is all dry and ironed up.
Oh, please don't be so bitter, Myrtle.
Oh, I'm not bitter. I'm going to be gay. I'm going to start on a pleasure bus. You're going to see the most dated girl in the show.
You mean you're going to go to a lot of parties?
All of them.
I'll be pretty lonely if you do.
Oh, Margie, forgive me, dear. What a selfish gal I am. I don't mean what I said.
Oh, I don't ever want to hold you back, Myrtle. Please don't think you ever have to consider me. I love to read nights, and I can have a good time with a box of candy and a book.
Well, we'll just say we have dates. Go to midnight picture shows and little places where two girls can go alone. We'll fool them, won't we, Margie? Just let them think we're outstepping.
May Mr. Arnold come with us sometimes?
No, he's too busy. Hey, we forgot to get the morning papers on our way home.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, this is Miss Spear. Will you please ask Ben if he can find a news and mirror? Thanks.
Well, I think I better dust this living room. Say, you can write your name on everything in
okay,
here.
Okay, I'll help you, Margie.
Oh, no, this is my day to clean up. And Myrtle Spear, why don't you hang up your clothes? Oh, say, look, your wrap's here on this chair. And your evening gown on the floor in the closet. And your glove draped over a lamp and your purse hanging on a doorknob. Oh, and your beautiful orchids on the floor, all crushed.
Throw them in the wastebasket.
Oh, it's a pity. I put mine in the refrigerator and they're beautiful and fresh. You know, when they wither, I'm going to press them in a book.
I used to do that. Well, what's an orchid? There's no perfume. Beautiful and admired for an evening, then is tossed aside. Something like me.
Oh, Myrtle, dear, please don't say such things. It hurts me so.
All right, Margie, I won't. Oh, there's the papers. Get them, will you, dear?
Oh, all right. Oh, thanks, Ben. Well, here they are. Here, you read the funny page and forget your old grouch.
Okay. Same old headline. There's another big movie star gone to Reno to dissolve that thing called marriage.
Oh, you're off again. Come on, now push your chair over while I make the bed, please.
Okay.
Oh, Margie, look here.
What is it?
On the theatrical page it says, a new starlet came out last night. Her name is Margie Minter.
Oh!
During the performance of Hayfield's Pleasures, the Argentine dancer, Alina, suddenly developed a fit of temperament when the music got too fast for her.
Uh-huh.
The volatile Latin American walked off the stage, leaving all those in the audience and on stage in a very uncomfortable state of mind. A quick-thinking little girl from the ranks of the Chick Chicks threw off her Spanish shawl and finished where Alina left off. She stopped the show and made a little speech, one that some of the greater luminaries of the show would do well to copy.
Oh, Myrtle, it's a notice, isn't it?
A notice? Why, kid, it's an editorial. Everybody on Broadway will read that.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to buy a dozen papers. I'm going to send one to Mother and one to my old dancing teacher in Syracuse and to everybody I know.
Here, I'll tear this out for
okay,
you.
Okay, thanks.
Say, now, don't be surprised if some of the principals snub you at the theater tonight.
Will they?
Well, real old-timers are glad to see an amateur get a break. But some of these overnight sensations figure an amateur in the same class as a protozoa.
What a big word, Myrtle. What does it mean?
Lowest form of animal life.
Gosh, Myrtle, you know a lot of things, don't you?
Nowadays, Margie, even a chorus girl has to know something besides how to say yes and no. Anyway, one night I heard a drama critic call a ham actor that, so I looked it up in the dictionary when I got home. Still not sure whether I pronounced it right or not.
Oh, I don't think it makes much difference, do you, Myrtle?
No, a ham's a ham. Say, a lot of good pictures in town, Margie. Some great shows. Oh, but we play matinees on the same days.
Is that flood situation just as bad as it was?
Yeah, it looks that way.
Oh, God.
But the theatrical people, picture artists, and radio folks are still giving out with benefits and things. Have you ever noticed, Margie, whenever anything is needed for charity, those three institutions are always the first ones to offer their services? And I've never heard of any of them refusing yet.
Oh, will you give me the funny section, Myrtle? I gotta see what poor little orphan Annie's doing today.
Here. Now, let's see what my favorite columnist has to say in the Mirror. Well, sure got the lowdown on everybody today. Well, listen to this. Somebody told a friend of mine, and he told me that Ray Hunt, big-time stage director, and Myrtle Spear, Pleasure's Chick Chick, are very much ablaze. Wonder what Hunt's missus thinks about it.
Oh, Myrtle.
There it is, Margie. Right there in the paper. He's married.
Oh.
You answer it, Margie.
Oh, okay. Hello? Yes, Mr. Hunt. Yes, she's here. Talk to him, Myrtle.
Hello? Yeah? Yes? Yeah. A friend of his told a friend of his, and his friend told him. You needn't bother. I know it by heart now. It's written there in indelible ink. Bye.
Thank you.
seems too bad Ray Hunt couldn't have come through with his explanation a little sooner. It was a cruel blow to Mert to have to read it in a newspaper column. Will this kill their romance completely, or can Ray straighten things out? They're both really in love. They'll see each other at the theater, and we'll see what happens then in the next episode of our story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.